The incident that claimed the life of equipment operator Donald Keel has raised questions regarding the circumstances that led his bulldozer to fall through the ice into a pond while traveling between Gold Creek and Stepan Lake. The equipment convoy is operating under a Department of Natural Resources permit that allows it to travel overland and requires the vehicles to remain on snow and ice-covered terrain to protect the underlying tundra. The original permit terms extend through May 15th. Mike Wood, Chase Community Council Chair, clarified the route that the heavy equipment is to travel to reach Stepan Lake, where it is intended to construct an airstrip supporting preliminary research operations as part of the Susitna-Watonna Dam project. According to Wood, the CAT train was to take the McWilliams-Gold Creek Trail for approximately 17 miles before turning east onto tundra with no developed trails or roads. The DNR permit covers most of the route off of the trail, with the last leg going across native lands that require separate permits from the Tyonek Native Corporation and CIRI. While Wood is familiar with the area and had flown over the trail the week prior to the incident, he had not seen what conditions were like afterwards. As part of DNR's permit oversight, a compliance visit was conducted on Friday, the same day as the accident. South Central Regional Manager for Mining, Land, and Water, Rick Thompson, stated that the visit indicated that the terms of the permit were being followed.
I had a couple of staff members that went up there and flew the route in a helicopter and landed and talked to the folks on the ground. She's working on her field report, so I don't have the details, but yes, they were doing fine, and snow conditions were still good. Everything looked good.
The contractor carrying out the convoy to Stepan Lake is Wasilla-based Alaska Diversified Services. KTNA was able to speak to Ken Larson, the owner of the contracting firm, regarding the conditions of the trail. When asked whether the approach of breakup season caused any additional concerns for the safety of the drivers and their equipment, Larson echoed DNR's opinion that the trail was in good enough condition for travel.
You know, we had smaller rigs ahead of those. So, you know, we're following the trail that was required of us to travel on. It's still winter conditions up on top there, and there's a heavy snow cover over the tundra up there, and the ice conditions up there seem to be pretty stable. There's over a foot of ice on the shallow lawns.
According to an Alaska Public Radio news story from May 13th, the small alpine pond is what is referred to as a kettle pond, which often do not freeze completely solid during the winter. Larson added that Alaska Diversified Services has requested an extension of the DNR permit in order to extract the lost D6 bulldozer from the pond where it sank before moving on to Stepan Lake. As of the time of the interview, Alaska Diversified Services does intend to complete the terms of its contract and bring the remaining equipment to the build site. There is not yet a firm timeline for when the CAT train will reach Stepan Lake.